3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Monday the 23rd of January. It's National Handwriting Day. Happy birthday Michael Fielding, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, Donna Porter and Ewan Bremner. It was a bad weekend for the guards as a patrol car was set on fire outside a station in Donegal and a member of the force was hospitalised after an incident in Dublin. Gardaí and Letterkenny arrested a man on Saturday afternoon in connection with the patrol car incident and investigations are ongoing. Garda Representative Association spokesperson Damien McCarthy says that this is part of a pattern of increasing levels of attacks on members of the force.
Part of his finger has been ripped off. It's a very horrific injury, but at the moment we will have a further update in relation to his condition. It is quite serious. And even last year alone, we had over 260 serious assaults on members of the Garda Síochána. And when I say serious assaults, guards requiring hospital admission immediately, broken bones, dislocated shoulders and open wounds requiring surgery. So this and other issues now that are affecting guards have to be addressed.
The GRA have called for an independent task force to look at recruitment, manpower and attacks on guards. Speaking on Sunday, Taoiseach Micheál Martin condemned the attack and said legislation will be introduced on mandatory sentencing for those found guilty of attacking members of the Gardaí.
And I would give and work with my colleagues in giving very strong favourable consideration to the establishment of a task force, because we have to root out any sense that there is any leniency in regard to attacks, particularly on Garda Síochána. We have to stand very strongly behind our Gardaí as they go about protecting our citizens.
In the UK, former Chancellor of the Exchequer and current Conservative Party chairman Nadeem Zahawi found himself in the spotlight over his taxes once again this weekend. The Tory chairman claimed confusion over his father's shares led to what he called a careless error, and it wasn't deliberate. Dan Needle from the Tax Policy Associates spoke to the BBC.
Do we think it's okay for someone, a senior politician, to try and sue people reporting that he hasn't paid his tax, deny that he hasn't paid his tax, then secretly run off to do a deal with HMRC, keep denying it while he's doing the deal, and then finally issue a half-baked admission long after he's been caught?
Meanwhile, the UK Labour Party has called for an investigation into claims the chairman of the BBC helped set up a large loan guarantee for former PM Boris Johnson, with the party calling it a quagmire of sleaze. The Sunday Times reported that Richard Sharp assisted in the £800,000 deal for the former PM before he was given the top BBC job. Boatmen deny any wrongdoing. Foreign Secretary James Cleverly defended Boris and said Sharp was appointed on merit.
Anyone that looks at his CV can see he has a wealth of experience with large organisations. And of course, the fact of the matter is there are plenty of people who are or have been senior within the BBC who have a political link. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Man suspected of killing 10 people in a mass shooting near Los Angeles has been found dead. At least 10 more people were injured in the attack, which happened during Lunar New Year celebrations on Saturday night in the suburb of Monterey Park. Sunday afternoon saw SWAT teams close in on a van believed to contain the suspected shooter, while witnesses reported seeing a body in the driver's seat. Sheriff for Los Angeles County Robert Luna identified the gunman as Yu Kan Tran, a 72-year-old Asian man, and said the motive for the attack remains unclear.
Investigators conducted a search of the vehicle and determined the male inside the van was the mass shooting suspect. We still are not clear on the motive. The investigation continues, and that is something we are all extremely, we want to know. We want to know how something like this, something this awful can happen.
Jacinda Ardern's replacement has been confirmed. New Zealand's Education Minister Chris Hipkins will be the nation's next Prime Minister. The former PM surprised many last week when she resigned, saying she had no more in the tank. Hipkins was the only candidate to enter the race and got the unanimous support of politicians from his Labour Party. The 44-year-old will have less than 8 months in the role before contesting a general election in October. But he said he was energised and excited by the challenge.
I've been humbled by the support shown by my colleagues, but also really excited by the focus and commitment that I have seen from them to make this a speedy and seamless transition in the best interests of all New Zealanders.
Still to come, the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Joe Biden pops up on Saturday Night Live and Arsenal makes strides towards the Premier League title. Right after this.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back.
There were three games in the Premier League on Sunday with the top three teams all in action. At the Emirates, Eddie Nketiah's late goal gave Arsenal a 3-2 win against Manchester United. It helped to restore their advantage over Man City, who beat Wolves 3-0 earlier on Sunday, with Erling Haaland hitting his fourth hat-trick of the season. Meanwhile, Leeds drew 0-0 with Brentford to move a point clear of the relegation zone. And so Arsenal are back 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League, and manager Mikel Arteta says it was an important win.
Emotional, a lot of passion, a lot of quality. It doesn't get much better than that after the Derby away, to come here against this team and play the way we played against, the performance that we had all over the game, and especially in the second half, it was incredible. And to win it in that way, it just makes it even better.
Aubrey Plaza stepped in to host Saturday Night Live and relived her time as an NBC page during her college years, where she had to give tours of the studios. The White Lotus star explained how she would hide in the storage cupboard when she was hungover. She also described herself as a normal person, saying people think she's weird because of the characters she plays. And during her opening monologue, Plaza revealed a special message from the US president.
I was actually voted the most famous person from Delaware. I beat Joe Biden and he was pissed. He was livid. Look at this video he sent me.
Aubrey, you're the most famous person out of Delaware, and there's no question about that. We're just grateful you made it out of White Lotus alive.
Aliens abducted my parents and now I feel kind of left out, sees an aspiring journalist study her new neighbour after he claims his parents were captured when he was young. It's 11, played by Emma Tremblay, thinks it could be the scoop that gets her into college. Also featuring Last Man on Earth's Will Forte and Lost star Elizabeth Mitchell, the first trailer for the new indie movie just dropped.
My name is Itzy Lovan. I'm 17. My dream job is to work at the New York Times as a journalist.
No. There's two new kids at school. Just tell us three things you think are choogy.
I wanted to invite you to enter into a writing competition with me.
The requirements are to write about the strangest thing in your hometown.
Not so much of a what, but a who.
Ooh, my nunchucks.
You can call me Kevin Kipler.
You want me to write about that guy?
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.